Prepare to broadcast worldwide.
You've discovered TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com. Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body. Nutrition for your body. For your mind. For your mind. For your spirit. For your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well. Supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life, for less. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome to the second hour of Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you. My guest today is Stuart Tomp from Nordic Naturals. Stuart is the national educator for Nordic Naturals, travels around the country and the world. He's going to be traveling this summer. I'll have him tell you about that. It's a very important conference. He shared that with me this morning when I spoke with him on the phone. And that's important because he'll bring that information back and share it with you and me and ever-changing our repertoire of knowledge, which we want to do, right? And this Friday, to remind you, I'll be at the Vitamin Discount Center store on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. And I'll be broadcasting the show. I'm doing a live broadcast from the store from 2 to 4 p.m., as I do Monday through Friday here on AM 1250 Winds, WHNZ. Invite you to stop by. Love to meet you, and thank you for listening to the show. If you want to talk about a particular health or nutritional issue, please don't hesitate to bring your questions. I'll be delighted to do it. And if I don't have the answer, I know somebody that will. Trust me, I will know somebody that will. And I'll be happy to do that. Let's see, what else can I tell you? Go to the website, letstalknutrition.com, and click on show schedule. You'll find the shows are archived. My newsletter's under Helpful Hints. And you can listen to this show live, no matter what time zone or what part of the planet you're on. Just go to the website, click on Listen Live, and that'll get it done. If you have even one bit, one even small, microscopic interest in wanting to stay healthy and believing that nutrition will have an impact on your health, and you may not believe this, I'm trying to convince you that maybe it can and it does, that your food, what you eat, will have an impact on how your genes express, then you tuned into the right show, and my guest today, Stuart Tomk. Nutrigenomics is the fancy term which studies the effects of foods and the constituents of food on gene expression. And while you may have inherited a particular genotype from your mother and father, and maybe some of that genotype isn't so good, it doesn't mean that those genes have to be expressed or behave, you know, get them to behave or express. We now know, and my guest today will inform us fully about this, that what we eat does have an impact on gene expression, and it's not determined by the DNA sequence alone. So there you have it. And fish oil becomes one of those nutrients that, as it turns out, causes genes to express in a way that are very beneficial. All right, Stuart, do you have any evidence that fish oil has some sort of impact on a person's genetic makeup and their health?
I do. We'll use a couple of examples here. And as we roll into this during the break, I grabbed a paper that I read over and over called A Turning Point in Nutritional Sciences. And there was a quote in here that is so beautiful. It says, "It is not biological fate. it is not biological fate. We know the way out. Back to nature, or at least back to more natural nutrition. But as soon as we begin to consider the proposition, we see its impossibility, because most of us would never abandon our culinary gratifications. And what is more, we would bring out of range the powerful wheel work of international economy. Isn't that beautiful?
In other words, people are not inclined to give up what they really like to eat. You sounded like, I don't know if you're on a headset or something, but you pulled away and the quality of your voice went down.
Can you hear me better now?
You're right in.
All right. I got to say it again. We know the way out, back to nature, or at least back to a more natural nutrition. But as soon as we begin to consider the proposition, we see its impossibility, because most of us would never abandon our culinary gratifications. And what is more, we would bring out of range the powerful wheel work of international economy.
Yeah, so what we got then, translation, people are not going to give up what they really like to eat, and we can make money off of food, so we're going to keep selling this crap.
Especially when you look at the big fat story. Remember, we made trans fatty acids because they were stable. Okay, we know that. How are they stable? We took the unsaturated fatty acids out of the fat. Why? We took the essential fatty acids out of the fat to make margarine. So the trans fatty acids and Betty Crocker and all that vegetable shortening garbage, the reason that it kept a cookie soft for 7.5 weeks in the hot sun, right?
Yeah.
And mushy and moist and yummy was, and it didn't spoil. Remember? So a lot of people are so young, they don't remember that before they came up with these kind of fats, that you had to make food fresh all the time. You made a loaf of bread, you kept it for 4 days sitting out on the kitchen counter,
it
turned into a rock.
Yeah, it got mildew on it,
mold.
Mildew.
And it turned hard, right?
I've been in Florida too long. Everything turns into mildew.
Mildew, but it got hard like a rock.
Oh, absolutely. You hit somebody in the head, give them a concussion.
That's right. So they came up with these vegetable shortenings and these man-made fats, and the way that they did it, they removed the essential fatty acids. Why did that have any influence? Because the essential fatty acids are susceptible to breaking down with oxidation. Oxygen destroys them, so they came up with this clever technique, and that's when we started completely changing, for the first time in human history, the kind of fat that we eat day to day. We started eating less and less and less of the essential fatty acids, starting back in the early 20th century with Betty Crocker. Now, there are some that believe that this was one of the major contributing factors to the fact that today, after trillions of dollars trying to find cures for the major health conditions, that our health as a nation is what, number 49th on the list or something like that, doctor?
It depends if you look at the CIA listing or if you look at the World Health Organization's listing. It's a little difference. There's a little difference. Somewhere around 45, 49. Yeah, it's not, average life expectancy. We're not even in the top 10.
So we're not number one.
No, far from it.
But we're the richest, most powerful country on the planet.
It's because we're selling all that junk food.
That's right. We're stimulating the economy. What did this guy say right here? He says we'd throw out of range the powerful wheel work of international fast food, right?
Absolutely.
So we want to make a point here of the factors that are the actors in turning your genes on and off, in deciding whether or not you express an unhealthy or a healthy state. Fat is at the top of that list because it is an informational messenger. What does that mean? Simplified. Trans fatty acids mess you up. Any disagreement there?
Not for me.
Okay. Saturated fats are neutral. Study in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Finally, last time I think we ever want to bring it up again, we'll bring it up again, but let me read this. Their conclusion, brand new study, American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, a meta-analysis of prospective epidemiological studies showed there is no significant evidence, none, for concluding that dietary saturated fat is associated with an increased risk of coronary heart disease or coronary vascular disease. None. Once and for all, saturated fat is not the culprit. We know trans fatty acids, they're part of the problem. What about all of the essential fatty acids?
All right. Well, when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about those saturated fats and why you're saying they're not the culprit. And we'll explore that and what we can do about that. We'll be right back.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code multivitamins include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy-free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is raw, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder-free with 100% active ingredients. Vitamin Code multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code.
The fresher the food, the more rich in nutrients it is, right? What if your daily multivitamin was made from fresh food? Introducing Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins, made from over 50 raw fruits and vegetables specifically to support a woman's health needs. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition is so packed with fresh food, it actually provides 2 servings of fruits and vegetables. Go to realfoodorganics.com to locate a retailer near you and get your nutrition from Real Food. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins.
New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand blackcurrants are the most potent way to promote healthy eye function by renewing the rhodopsin pigment your eyes need to see in dim or dark light. Renewed rhodopsin alleviates eye fatigue and reduces the floaters associated with long-term exposure to computers and similar screen technologies. New Zealand blackcurrants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins because of the strength of the New Zealand sun. New Zealand means the purest as well as the most potent blackcurrant that only this clean environment and exposure to the southern latitude's super strong sun's rays make possible. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jarrow Formula's blackcurrant extract in capsules, our Vision Optimizer formula, or our famous 4-to-1 juice concentrates. Visit www.jarrow.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W, the name for New Zealand blackcurrant super formulas.
Every cell in your body has a job to do.
Brain cell, heart cell, liver cell, breast cell, prostate cell,
intestinal cell, lung cell.
Every cell. How well each cell does its job plays a critical role in determining your good health. So it stands to reason that you should protect each cell. And that's exactly what Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract does. Kyolic uses only organically grown garlic. In its unique aging process, this raw garlic is converted into immune activators and cell protectors, including carbolein, F4, SMAC, and fructosyl arginine. These vital compounds are not present in fresh garlic or in ordinary supplements, which is not surprising since only Kyolic holds several U.S. patents. And more garlic supplement studies in the United States have been conducted using Kyolic than all other supplements combined, because scientists know Kyolic works. Look for America's number one cell protector, Kyolic, where quality natural supplements are sold.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by New Chapter, The Benefit of Nature's Wisdom, Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils, Nutricology, innovative nutrition, Renew Life, the digestive care company, Panacea 315, the most comprehensive liquid multivitamin, best in quality, best in taste. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
What you ate, what you're eating, and what you will eat will bear upon how you're going to age and where in the lifespan the onset of disease will take place, and you'll then experience morbidity, infirmity of one sort or another, depending on the disease process in play in your body. And I say that with great conviction and with the support of science, and we now have a paradigm shift in the world of health and nutrition. And that paradigm shift is now looking, it's called nutrigenomics, and there's another one, epigenetics. And the shift has really turned everything upside down, because for decades, it was believed that the DNA sequence was, can I put this, the ultimate determinant of everything.
The driving force.
Yeah, that's what they believed. And what we're finding out is maybe not so much. And that's really some good news, because it puts you in the driver's seat of your own health. You determine what trip you want to take, who you're going to take, and whether or not you're going to get lost on that trip. You don't want to get lost. Metaphorically, I mean get sick. So my guest today is Stuart Tomk, and we're on a bus tour with Mr. Tomk. He's driving, and I'm just looking at the scenery. Proceed.
No, man, you're the conductor. I'm glad you're here.
Okay, I got the microphone. And off to your left, we have the mountain of saturated fat. The mountain of saturated fat is claimed to is supposedly taken many lives. Now, the driver, Mr. Tomk, says not so. Why is that, Mr. Tomk?
Because saturated fat in our transcription tour, saturated fat is neutral. It's neutral. Trans fatty acids to the left of saturated fat will mess you up. Highly unsaturated fatty acids, polyunsaturated fatty acids, essential fatty acids to the right are carrying all of the positive information and will help us attain incredible vitality and give the body what it needs to repair damage and will protect the body. The saturated fats, which we thought were the culprit, end up being relatively benign. So that begs the question, if we knew the trans fatty acids were part of the problem, and the saturated fat, according to all the research now, is shown to be relatively benign, what is one of the major epigenetic factors? What is one of the major nutritional changes? What has happened in our diet since the early part of this last century, not this current century, but the last century, since about 1925, 1930, we have progressively, generation after generation, changed our entire fat profile. And we are now staring down the barrel of an imbalance in fat, where if we look at those countries that are at the top of that list of well-being, we look at the healthiest people on the planet today, and they have a completely different fat composition and a totally different fat profile in their diet. They eat a completely, almost the complete opposite of the arrangement of fats that we eat.
Okay,
so you see that as well in your research, doctor?
Yeah, I have. And let me ask you, Stuart, how can I put this? If it's not, well, what is it up with? What's up with saturated fat then? In other words, are you saying that people can eat as much saturated fat as they want? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if I would say eat as much as you want, but I think that trying to pin the tail on the donkey, if you will, and blaming saturated fat for being the direct cause of all of our health concerns in terms of metabolic syndrome,
coronary heart disease, stroke, and cardiovascular disease, okay,
is proving not to be the case.
Well, then,
now that doesn't mean you should just eat just saturated fat.
So, all right, it sounds like what you're saying, trans fats definitely are harmful. That's just leave that off to the side for a minute. That's not, I think that's a debate. There's nothing to debate.
Right.
Saturated fat. So we have Joe the, I don't know what. Pick a profession. Joe the surgeon eats a lot of fast food. All right. High in saturated fat, high in trans fats. Doesn't eat much fish oil. Okay. Goes to the doctor. His cholesterol is that of a genius, IQ. If his IQ were as high as his cholesterol, he probably wouldn't be in that condition. He'd be smart enough to figure it out. He's got a cholesterol of like 260. It's off the charts, even higher, whatever. Isn't in that case, wouldn't saturated fat have been a bad actor for him? Or no?
Well, this is where it gets interesting. What happens when most people lower their saturated fat intake in terms of what they order or make for dinner? If people are eating lower levels of saturated fat, let's say that you're eating a smaller portion of the meatloaf, what do people have a tendency to eat more of than in replacement of that?
Carbohydrates, maybe.
Right. Okay. Do you see the connection here?
So, I guess what I'm getting at is we have different kinds of fat. I mean, you have saturated fat, polyunsaturated fat, monounsaturated fatty acids, and so on. And this the new study that came out in February of this year that you referred to, that meta-analysis, where I think there were like 350,000 subjects in that study, and they looked at 21 studies. They did a meta-analysis. And they found that dietary intake of saturated fat was not correlated with an increased risk for either coronary heart disease or cardiovascular disease. Now,
that's correct.
All right. As I just reported that, I can hear people saying out there, I can just hear them saying, "Oh, goody, 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 off to the fast food drive-through I go." And I was just telling people in the first hour to put that hamburger, greasy hamburger down. Put it down on the table and walk away. So I gave them bad advice, right?
You really didn't give them bad advice. That's why this is worth spending the time to really detail this and explain this slowly. Because if you're eating X amount of saturated fat every day and you're avoiding the trans fatty acids, but you are not incorporating the essential fatty acids, the polyunsaturated fatty acids into your diet, or the monounsaturated fatty acids, if you are not eating the healthiest kind of fats, you will not express the genes in their optimal fashion to extend, if you will, midlife. You will not be giving your body all the nutrients that it needs for successful aging. You won't be launching the programs to help your body burn sugar and burn fat more effectively. So just the saturated fat by itself is not the culprit. It's this imbalance of the fats in our body on a day-to-day basis, and the omega-3 is the one we're the most deficient in.
So when I talk about the seven deadly sins of aging, And I spoke about that at that dinner with 300 people there, and that was at the top of my list. Saturated and trans fats, I have it right at the top. You're telling me that I'm wrong about that?
No, I'm not telling you that you're wrong about that. I think that there's just more to the story.
In other words, trans fats by itself harmful. I can still keep that on the list. The caveat is saturated fats become one of the deadly sins of health and aging if that's the only fat you're eating.
Correct.
So I can still keep that on my list, right?
It's 100% accurate. That's why we have to add those omega-3s, because we're getting enough saturated fat. Some of us are too much,
okay,
because we're not getting enough omega-3.
We'll be right back. It's that simple.
Did you know that tablets generally don't digest well and end up passing through your body with almost no benefit? Try a liquid multivitamin. Total 24/7 is packed with over 200 beneficial nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, detox blends, omegas, fat burners, joint support, and nutrients for energy. Try Total 24/7 and find out for yourself why people are switching to liquid vitamins. Ask your local health food store about Total 24/7. Best in quality, best in taste.
Right now, it is likely that you're infected by a human parasite. Luckily, Voxa brings you Paracidin. Paracidin is a doctor-formulated homeopathic medicinal designed to cleanse your entire body of human parasites. With no side effects, Paracidin offers a gentle and effective cleanse against a wide range of human parasites, including protozoans, flukes, roundworms, and entire bodies of tapeworms. Learn more about Paracidin and all Voxa products on their website, voxa.com. That's www.voxa.com.
The French secret to younger skin is revealed. New Reservage Collagen Booster. Reservage Collagen Booster is an organic ageless skin regenerator from France. Finally, there's a natural proven way to have your most youthful radiant skin without surgery, needles, or toxins. To order, call 800-553-1896. That's 800-553-1896. Or order online at reservage.com. Reservage Organics, your source for preserving youth.
Give your body a boost with Vega, Complete Whole Food Health Optimizer, an instant one-stop meal made exclusively from plant-based whole foods. Vega is packed with five types of protein, 100% recommended daily intake of vitamins and minerals, fiber, omega-3 and 6, EFAs, antioxidants, probiotics, and much more. Vega contains no animal products, dairy, gluten, soy, sugar, wheat, yeast, artificial sweeteners, GMOs, or pesticides. Learn more at MyVega.com.
Feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. What can you do about it? You can take Solace. Solace is an all-natural, non-addictive dietary supplement formulated to help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Take Solace and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit the website at TakeSolace.com. That's Take, S-O-L-U-S.com.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Prevagen, brain cell protector. Reservage, your source for preserving youth. Vega, real food fast. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Food. Shopping for food is, as I said a while ago on the show with my guest Stuart Tomp, is one of the most important things you can do for your health, or one of the most harmful things. When you check out of the grocery store, look at the cart, and as you put the items up on the conveyor belt, if you end up with more boxes, bottles, packages than you have fresh food, I think you got a problem. You got more dead food than living food. And if that's what constitutes your diet day in and day out, that's problematic for your health. Why do I say that? Because the new paradigm of nutrigenomics tells us in clear ways. It's still a new science. It's in its infancy, but we've learned a lot so far, and there's a lot more to learn, that what you eat bears upon how the genes in your body are going to express. Whatever your genotype is, whatever you inherited, the phenotype, you know, the manifestations of what you look like, how you behave, your, you know, the function and structure of your body on all its organs, cells, tissues, and organs, is affected by the food that you eat. That's why I say shopping for food is one of the most important health things that you do. Food is not just to keep you alive, it's to keep you healthy. My guest Stuart Tomp is talking about that today, and he's just cited a study out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. It was a meta-analysis, 21 studies they looked at and concluded that saturated fats based on epidemiological studies is not linked to heart disease. And that's his story, and he's sticking to it, right?
Yeah, that's got to blow people's minds, because let's look now at what we've done over the last several years. We got wind of trans fatty acids and the deadly effect of Betty Crocker and margarine in our audience way before it became a hot news topic last year, correct?
Correct.
Many of our people, our listeners, the people that listen to this show and shop in health food stores, have been avoiding trans fatty acids. And then they've realized, well, you know, we sort of don't want saturated fats, too many saturated fats. So many of them have been substituting, many of us substituted carbohydrates for saturated fat, right?
And worse yet, the bad carbohydrates. Wouldn't be so bad if they substituted vegetables, a lot of vegetables and some fruit. Wouldn't have been so bad.
But most people don't understand, Dr. Darko, that those are sources of carbohydrate. And even if you just ate the non-refined carbohydrates, where everything was sprouted and everything was more natural and it wasn't a refined carbohydrate, you would still have an imbalance. So having the trans fatty acids go away and replacing your saturated fat with carbohydrates, like a lot of us have done, without addressing the omega-3 deficiency, is one of the most important factors to explain why our health is in such an abysmal state. And one of the most powerful studies that demonstrates the role of omega-3 in genetic expression was published at the end of last year, and there are many that have come out since, but this one really illustrates in extraordinary detail what we're talking about today. This is an incredible study that was conducted at the University of California in San Francisco. And in the study, the researchers performed a case-controlled analysis of 466 men. And in this case, these are men diagnosed with aggressive prostate cancer. And they looked at 478 healthy men. The diet was assessed by a food frequency questionnaire, and researchers genotyped the 9 what we call COX-2 single nucleotide enzyme. So the COX-2 enzyme is the enzyme your body uses to convert the fat that you eat into either pro- or anti-inflammatory signals. And there are 9 different types of this enzyme in all of these, in all of us, in men. I know we're just focusing on this one study right now, but we had to build up to this. We'll do many more in the coming shows. The researchers divided the omega-3 fatty acid intake into 4 groups based on quartiles of intake. So we had people at the top of the food chain, the next quartile, the second to the bottom quartile, and the lowest quartile of consumption of omega-3. The men who consumed the highest amount of omega-3 showed a 63% reduced risk of aggressive prostate cancer.
Are these the guys that had the cancer?
Yes.
Wow.
Listen, compared to men with the lowest amount of omega-3. Now we get really exciting. Let's really rev this up. The researchers then assessed the effect of omega-3 fatty acid among men with the variant, the genetic predisposition. Okay, the gene, for any of the gene heads out there, is RS4647310. Okay?
Okay?
So they looked for this variant in the COX-2 enzyme. This is known as the inflammatory gene. Now, drum roll. Men with low omega-3 fatty acid intake and the genetic predisposition had more than a 5-fold increased risk of advanced prostate cancer.
Woo-wee.
So if you carry RS4647310, right, you're in this particular study, you were running a 5-fold increased risk. But men with high intake of omega-3 fatty acids had a substantially reduced risk even if they carried the genetic variant.
For prostate cancer.
For prostate cancer. Now, in closing here, it says the COX-2 increased risk, so the genetic variant predisposition of disease, was essentially reversed by increasing omega-3 fatty acid intake by 500 milligrams per day.
That's it?
This is what the lead scientist said. Listen to this for a powerful statement. Said the lead scientist, Dr. White, if you want to think of overall inverse association in terms of fish, where omega-3 fatty acids are commonly derived, the strongest effect was seen from eating a piece of fish 1 or more times per week.
That's only
I mean, are you getting this? This is blowing my mind.
I know. He's talking about 500 milligrams. I take that just, I mean, that's that's nothing.
Now, I want people to understand, I don't want this to be taken out of context. I want to use this as an example. Let's reiterate this. Here we're looking at people that have a genetic predisposition. They're carrying the genetic predisposition. We've determined what it is. It is a variant of the COX-2 inflammatory gene. These men needed to consume more omega-3, an inverse association in terms of fish, reducing the risk dramatically. Now, when you take this example, and then you go over across, and we talked about this once before, but to the Greek monks in Mount Athos, and you look, researchers have been going there for many, many years to test the Greek monks in Mount Athos to look at their health, and they found that this group of monks that are eating fish out of the Mediterranean, olive oil, fresh fruits and vegetables, working outside, getting their sun, sleeping properly, meditating, praying, fasting, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little red wine every once in a while, a little resveratrol.
Right.
They've got some of the lowest cases of disease anywhere in the world. And what are they doing? They're not on some complicated diet. Natural, more natural, like we said earlier, back to nature.
Yeah, but they forgot about one variable.
What? Yeah, I know.
Those guys aren't married.
I'm just using it as one example. Just one example.
You all are attributing all that good health, all that good living. They're just not married. That's it. What a cynic. I'll be right back.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The many health benefits of omega-3 fish oil include a healthy heart and brain, flexible joints, and a healthy metabolism. But for many people, fish oil can be hard to take. So Nordic Naturals came up with a whole new way to get your omega-3s. With new omega-3 effervescent. Just add water and enjoy a fruity effervescent drink. You won't even know you're taking fish oil. And the single serving packets let you drink your omega-3s anywhere you want. Made from sustainably harvested Arctic cod from Norwegian waters, Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent is an excellent source of omega-3s for adults and kids alike. And we've also added vitamin D3 for additional health support. All with the same industry-leading purity and freshness that you can expect from all Nordic Naturals products. For more information about Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Effervescent, visit www.drinkyouromegas.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Hi, I'm Brenda Watson with Renew Life. This time of year, we could all use some extra support staying healthy. Look to my Ultimate Flora Probiotics as your first choice for better immunity and digestive health. Each formula uses proven strains of good bacteria to boost the natural defenses in your body. For everyday support for your digestive health, including regularity, try Ultimate Flora Critical Care 50 Billion, our most popular daily probiotic. Or if you've been taking antibiotics or just want the most powerful probiotic formula available, look for the Ultimate Flora Super Critical with 200 billion cultures in convenient powder packs. For dual protection of both respiratory and gut immunity, try Ultimate Flora Advanced Immunity. It combines special probiotics plus potent antioxidants for complete support. And all of our probiotics are free of fillers, binders, or added ingredients. Look for the yellow sun on Renew Life products, available at health food stores everywhere.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Voxa, Swedish for growth since 1987. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Okay, we're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And we're headed into this last nutrigenomic segment of Let's Talk Nutrition for today. Translation, food has an impact on how your genes express. Speaking of saturated fat, here's the health question for today. How many McDonald's, how many McDonald's restaurants are there worldwide? 10,000, 20,000, or 30,000? How many McDonald's restaurants are there worldwide? 10,000, 20,000, or 30,000? If you get the answer right, you win a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center. Local number, 813-636-8255. 813-636-8255. Toll free, 877-897-8255. 877-897-8255. In the spirit of saturated fat, which my good friend and esteemed colleague says is not the culprit. It doesn't mean you're supposed to go out and eat a bunch of saturated fat.
Let's make that clear. It's the omega-3 deficiency and excessive carbohydrate intake and the massive arachidonic acid and all the trans fatty acid, that cacophony.
Right. That's the Lucifer of sin that you're committing. Saturated fat in and of itself is not, that's the one that's been vilified, and, you know, that's the one that always appeared in a lineup and was picked out and executed every time. But in the spirit of saturated fat, I thought I'd lighten this up a little bit. How many McDonald's restaurants are in existence worldwide? 10,000, 20,000, or 30,000? If you get the answer right, that's a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center, 813-636-8255, or toll-free, 877-897-8255, or you can send me an email to studio@letstalknutrition.com. Yeah, how many of those little bad boys exist? So you're saying it's not the saturated fat in and of itself. It's the omega-3 deficiency as derived from fish, omega-3 from fish, right?
Because we don't eat cold water oily fish on a regular basis. I've seen some numbers recently that were brought to my attention. You were at that press breakfast from Adam Ishmael from the Global Organization of EPA and DHA. The average American is consuming around 100 grams, that's the average, 100 milligrams of EPA and DHA per day is the average consumption of EPA and DHA in the United States of America. I like the terminology he used, closing the omega-3 gap. Didn't you like that?
Yeah, that's all they're consuming on average is 100 milligrams?
The average person in this country.
So, in other words, what's happening, you got a lot of people visiting these fast food chains, eating a lot of food high in saturated fat, they're getting heart disease, but it's not just the saturated fat, it's the absence of the omega-3 is what you're arguing. Is that correct?
Yes, the absence of the omega-3,
the gap,
followed by this massive barrage of the arachidonic acid and pro-inflammatory signals from our commercially fed animals that are fed grain and corn and unnatural diets. Follow that up with the carbohydrates, because think of it, if you're taking a smaller piece of your meatloaf, you might have more potatoes or more bread, right?
Right.
You're thinking, I'm not eating as many saturated fats because I was told the saturated fats were bad for me, but you're increasing, you're spiking up that insulin by taking in too many carbohydrates, which also then end up turning to fat.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's this cacophony we've got ourselves into. And when we look at the actual mechanism of action, trans fatty acids mess us up. The saturated fats are relatively neutral. They're benign. The omega-3, they go into the cell. They go into the nuclear envelope. They fit into these receptor sites, and they launch the programs to anti-inflammatory mechanisms, burning sugar, burning fat. Think of how beautiful that is. Why is it that the people in Okinawa are wearing the same pants they did sophomore year of high school, doing Tai Chi at 90 with a head full of black hair?
Well, yeah, and there are the blue zones that I've talked about on my show. Japan is, Okinawa is one of them, and there are other places. The Sardinia in the Mediterranean is another place where people are consuming that Mediterranean diet or having a diet that's constituted. The one constant is a high intake of omega-3 fatty acids, typically in the form of fish. But Don in Clearwater, welcome to the show, Don. It's great to have you on the air.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing great. How many McDonald's restaurants are worldwide? 10,000, 20,000, or 30,000?
I would say 30,000.
Okay, you're right. It is 30,000. And I pulled that from the Maddox Business Report, July. It was 2008. I don't think it's changed that much, but it's 30,000. You're right. $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center. Don, do you take fish oil?
Oh, yeah. I take about 10 total grams of fish oil, constituting about 3,500 omega-3s a day.
My man!
There you go.
How do you feel?
I feel as good as I can at 67 with arthritis and high blood pressure and a few other ailments, but I'm doing good, really.
You need a minimum, in my view, and just my view is what, based on the research, I'm looking somewhere 3 grams to 5 or 6 grams. That's a range. I don't know what my colleague, Stuart Tomp, how much he would suggest or recommend, but, and you got to do it every day, and that'll help modulate that inflammation associated with the arthritis and so on.
Well, it's doing good on the arthritis. I used to use quite a few products, actually quite a few that you, no, I won't say quite a few, but a few that you recommended in the past, like Zyflamend and Flex Now.
Did that help you?
It helped, but I started taking fish oil, and then I increased the fish oil, and I can do without the Zyflamend and the Flex Now.
There you go. So that's fine, and I would recommend Nordic Naturals. I would recommend that you keep your fish oil refrigerated. I would recommend that you take antioxidants. Stuart, would you mind if I told him that he should include in his protocol aged garlic extract, chiolic?
I would add that to it, and I'll tell you, it would be a great 1-2 punch.
Put the aged garlic extract, do like 4, 5, 6 capsules a day. Just get the plain, or you can get the cardiovascular formula, and take that with your Nordic Naturals. That is a great 1-2 punch.
Okay.
Congratulations, Don, for winning the $25 gift card. And, of course, I was kidding about the monks not being married. The research shows that people who are married tend to be healthier and live longer. I'm not married, so I guess I'm doomed. You're married, right, Stuart? Stuart.
Lucian, I keep my women to one and my alcohol to none.
My man, there you go.
My anti-aging solution.
Stuart, you're always brilliant, and thank you for putting up with my sense of humor. I got to try to make this a little light, because it does get heavy, and I don't want to, you know, run people off thinking it's too scientific. So I do have a sense of humor about this sometimes. So
you have, laughter, right? What do you think about that, Patch Adams?
That's it, man. Got to keep laughing. And you got to take your Nordic Naturals fish oil. Take it daily. Why? Because your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those who care about and love you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Love the products Dr. Garko discusses on Let's Talk Nutrition? Having trouble finding all of them in one convenient location? After you shop at your favorite local health and nutrition store, visit VDCUSA.com for hard-to-find products. With over 3,000 items and up to 50% off retail, VDCUSA.com is your neighborhood nutrition resource, no matter where you live. If you're serious about your health, shop VDCUSA.com for all the products you love and trust at great savings. Have questions? Call 877-832-8722, and their friendly, knowledgeable staff will help you find the right products for your needs. That's 877-832-8722. With VDCUSA.com, you can save up to 50% off leading national brands. For great service, selection, and value, visit VDCUSA.com. For life, for less.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.